from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 31st. This week, the first British supergroup concert by Cream took place in Windsor, England in 1966. The Rolling Stones movie, Gimme Shelter, debuted in London, England this week in 1971. Johnny Cash left Sun Records this week in 1958 and signed with Columbia Records. The concerts for Bangladesh took place this weekend in 1971 at New York City's Madison Square Garden. Rod Stewart's group Steam Packet, with Long John Baldry and even Elton John at one point, when he was known as Reg Dwight before he changed his name. Steam Packet opened for two shows for the Rolling Stones at the London Palladium this week in 1964. Mick Jagger's movie Performance was released this week in 1970. In 73, American Graffiti opened up all across the country in the United States and Canada, and to a huge, huge classic film as a result. Chubby Checker showed how America could do the twist on the primetime version of the Dick Clark American Bandstand show in 1960, and the same week, his version of the twist was released for the first time. Skeeter Davis was injured, and her singing partner in the Davis sisters, Betty Jack Davis, was killed in a car crash outside Cincinnati, Ohio in 1953. 5 years later, Skeeter Davis was able to return as a solo performer. Jerry Lee Lewis opened the Thunderbird Hotel in Las Vegas this week in 63. His paycheck was $9,500. Aretha Franklin made her TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1962. Paul McCartney formed Wings this week in 1971. The Beatles had their last performance at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, England this week in 1963. Patsy Cline received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1999. The movie Superfly opened this week in 1972. Billy Williams and the Cordettes appeared on the first national broadcast of American Bandstand this week in 1957. In 1956, production got underway for the movie Rock, Rock, Rock with Chuck Berry, Laverne Baker, Frankie Lyman, Connie Francis, who sang the part for Tuesday Weld. Elvis Presley made his first concert appearance in 8 years this week in 1969. It was at the International Hotel in Las Vegas. A milestone in television, MTV began cable casting this week in 1981. John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas filed a $9 million lawsuit against the group's label Dunhill Records, alleging $60 million in unpaid royalties this week in 1973. The audience carried Billy Joel out on their shoulders at the end of his Leningrad, Russia concert this week in 1987. The Kingston Trio appeared on the cover of Life magazine in 1959. In 1957, Specialty Records hired Sonny Bono as their artists and repertoire man. Olivia Newton-John received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1981. Stevie Wonder re-signed with Motown Records this week in 1972, and his contract was worth $13 million and the richest ever at that time. Frankie Avalon's Just Ask Your Heart was released this week in 1959 and sells a reported 200,000 copies nationally on the day it was released, 10,000 in Chicago alone. And speaking of Chicago, a Chicago judge ordered the assets of VJ Records liquidated this week in 1966 and the master recordings for the Four Seasons to be reverting to the group. In the studio, Neil Sedaka recorded O' Carroll in 59. Badfinger recorded the Paul McCartney song Come and Get It in 69. The Rolling Stones recut Have You Seen Your Mother Baby Standing in the Shadows in 66. The Beach Boys recorded When I Grow Up to Be a Man in 64. And the Isley Brothers in the studio recording Shout in 1959. Birthdays this week, Gary Lewis, 76. Lobo is 79. Bob Welch, one-time member of Fleetwood Mac, born in 47. Daniel Boone is 80. Donny Osmond's wife gave birth to Donnie Jr. this week in 1979. Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead, born in 42. George Harrison became the last Beatle to father a child as his son Donnie was born, and he married Donnie's mother 1 month later in 1978. Tony Bennett is 96, Frankie Ford, born in 39, Timmy Euro, born in 41, Louis Armstrong, born this week, 1901, Big D Irwin, born in 39, Elsbury Hobbs from the Drifters, born in 1930, Rick Derringer from the McCoys, 75, Sammy Smith, born in 43, Demita Joe, born 1940. Chuck Berry's son, born this week in 1961. Andrew Gold, born in 1951. And Samantha Sang is turning 71 this week. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 31st. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.